इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू इतिहास। सो आफ्टर डिस्कसिंग सम सो कॉल्ड हेवी ड्यूटी टॉपिक्स इन आर इंडिया एट 70 सीजन विच रेंज फ्रॉम आधार टू इंडिया स्पेस प्रोग्राम टू डीमोनेटाइजेशन टू ग्रीन रेवोल्यूशन, वी डिसाइडेड टू गिव यू एंड आवरसेल्व्स अ लिटिल ब्रेक। नाउ दैट डज नॉट मीन दैट वी डू नॉट हैव एनी स्टोरी टू टेल, बट वी हैव अ नॉन इंटेलेक्चुअल टॉपिक, as in it is closer to the heart rather than to the brain, very very close to the heart of very many people of this country. We speak of a brand highly iconic and proudly made in India, Budha Baba, Budha Sadhu, also known as Old Monk. And to talk about this brand, I have with me a very close friend of mine and a die hard lover of this sadhu, Prateek Vadgaonkar.
Hi.
So hi Prateek and welcome to Itihas. Let me go back some years ago. This man, Prateek, had gifted me a large monk bottle on my engagement day. This when I was a teetotaler and certainly no lover of the monk. But he insisted that since my fiancé is going abroad after the engagement, I should consider taking refuge in the Budha Baba or Budha Sadhu because...
Gam ka saathi ram.
So, now looking back, I laugh a lot whenever I remember this gift of yours. And since then, rum for me, although I'm not a rum drinker, has been synonymous with Old Monk. And to its credit, that stubby bottle of Old Monk has always been more than just rum.
So, let us go back to many, many years ago and check some historical facts about our beloved drink. The brewery behind Old Monk is a company called Mohan Meakin. The original brewery dates back to 1885. They have had a long-standing relationship with the armed forces because they used to provide the troops with a little cheer.
Okay.
To this day, countless men in uniforms claim that Old Monk is their favorite drink. And even though I'm not really a man in uniform, I do so too. Brigadier Kapil Mohan, who recently passed away in January.
Right.
He was such a man in uniform, but a teetotaler.
Oh.
He and his brother, Colonel Ved Ratan Mohan, are the people behind the creation of this classic. Colonel Ved Ratan visited Europe in the 1950s, and they say that he came back highly impressed with the Benedictine monks and the liquors they produced.
Right.
And hence came the name Old Monk, as more of a tribute to these monks.
Although the jolly face on that bottle is said to be that of H.G. Meakin, the old man of Mohan and Meakin, the one who took over this brewery way back in the 1800s. The very, very famous bottle of Old Monk, that of a monk's head, gives it a very nice touch, don't you think? That of wisdom and how it is to be shared, just like the alcohol, you know?
Absolutely. Now, coming towards the finer details of this legendary tipple. As you know, it is matured in oak vats for about 7 years and it's infused with spices.
Oh.
Yes, it has a hint of vanilla and caramel. At 42.8% of alcohol, with that hint of vanilla and caramel, is the flavor of choice for many people. Oh, also, let me tell you that lots of us Old Monk fanatics have started their alcohol journey with this very old vatted rum. Beginners preferred this mainly because it didn't burn a hole in their pockets. And then the flavor just grew on you.
Have you also noticed, Prateek, how this iconic tipple has never indulged in surrogate advertising? Surrogate advertising is when your product is something else, but you cannot show it in your ad due to various reasons. So instead, you advertise for something else bearing the same name. So when alcohol brands all around spend so much of money in advertising for club glasses or soda or music CDs or bravery awards, Old Monk has never indulged in it. Now, can you say that it is unwise not to advertise in today's day and age?
Yes, but it also means that they have no need of ads. Old Monk may not be considered as a very high profile or a very glamorous drink, but most Indians still swear by it. And it has amassed a massive fan following.
So, as one such massive fan yourself, tell me a few reasons why do Indians love it?
Okay, so it does not generally give a hangover. As we have just said, it does not burn a hole in your pocket. So, a lot of beginners swear by it. It supposedly cures everything from a common cold to a heartbreak. Now that is versatility. Talking about versatility, you can have it neat, mix it with cola, or if you're feeling really fancy, some lemon, some mint, and there you have a dark rum mojito. So you get my point? Tell me, why shouldn't people fall in love with it?
Well, I'm still not a rum drinker, and I doubt I will ever be, but I imagine countless rum lovers looking at me with pity in their eyes, wishing me some enlightenment. But that apart, I would still be proud of Old Monk because it's a successful made in India story. And even though there are talks of the sales of Monk going downhill, I'm sure it will survive as there are millions who still love her unconditionally.
Yours truly included. You know I say, rum hai, to kya gum hai?
Well, cheers to that. On that note, we stop here. Keep listening for more. Stay tuned.